2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
KSL News Time, 3:44. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
as more people get vaccinated for COVID-19, health leaders say Utah is growing closer to reaching herd immunity and could be over 70% immune by June or July. I'm KSL News Radio's John Mochak.
Second, the National Weather Service has issued a winter weather advisory. The storm should bring an inch or two to the valley floor, but more than a foot to the Wasatch Mountains. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
Well, we're looking much better on the 21st South Freeway going westbound, all clear from earlier delays that a crash caused. And that's between Redwood Road and Bangor Highway. Seeing delays both directions of State Street going through the Murray and Midvale area. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Cloudy skies, but some snow showers later. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
It's 43 degrees in Salt Lake City. Now, KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
No third coronavirus vaccine yet, but it's one step toward a final okay. A Food and Drug Administration panel of independent experts has just voted unanimously to recommend the single-dose Johnson & Johnson vaccine be okayed for emergency use. Dr. Arnold Monto at the panel's vote on what they consider.
Based on the totality of scientific evidence available, do the benefits of the Janssen COVID-19 vaccine outweigh its risks for use in individuals 18 years of age and older?
The full FDA will now review the recommendation and could announce its decision as early as tonight, and shipments of a few million doses could begin as early as Monday. More than 47 million people in the U.S., or 14% of the population, have received at least one shot of the two-dose vaccines from Pfizer and Moderna, which FDA authorized in December. Again, the FDA panel recommendation was unanimous. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth, part two of a saga we started earlier this hour. Senator Todd Weiler invited a constituent to spend the day with him after she called him out on Twitter. We talked with her earlier this hour, and she said the senator should look up the bills when constituents email him to help answer questions.
Senator Weiler ended his tweet with, "And I'm tired, and I'm probably not going to look it up." And as a small business owner, I thought, that's just not how it works.
So Senator Weiler is joining me live on the KSL Newsline. Can you explain, in capsule, how this all started?
Yeah, I was, Jeff, I was being a little snarky on Twitter, which I've been known to do. And I was giving good advice because, first of all, 96% of the emails I get are not from my constituents. They're from people that live outside my district. And I'll get 100 emails a day that say, vote no on this bill, vote yes on this bill. But they never say what it is. They never say why to vote no. Bills get amended all the time. And so I was saying, hey, if you want to be effective when you email your legislator, tell them what you're against and why you're against it, which was good advice, but I could have rephrased it in a less snarky manner. So I take the blame.
Well, I like the solution that you came up with. You told Rosie Card, why don't you come see what I do for a living every day when we're in legislative session? And she came to Capitol Hill, right?
She did. Yeah, we started at 6:50 a.m., and she followed me from meeting to meeting to meeting. We were on the floor till 9 o'clock last night. She took off about 5:15, but I don't blame her. But I think she saw that I'm not just sitting around with 8 hours a day of free time to answer emails. I do my best answering them, but you know, my job is bigger than just answering emails. I read the emails because I think that input's important. But I'm debating bills, I'm presenting bills, I'm fixing other people's bills. It's very busy up here, especially at the end of the session.
She did mention that you're one of the busiest guys on Capitol Hill and you're juggling a lot of bills, but I don't want to know if she learned anything. I want to know if you did. Did you learn anything about constituents and how they think?
Well, Rosie's not my constituent, but yes, I did get a lot of feedback from that tweet. And, you know, here's the thing. Twitter's a little bit of a snarky atmosphere, but I learned that I need to be a little bit probably less snarky and more professional.
Okay, so lesson learned. Everybody's happy, I presume. Did you have a nice time with her?
Yes, Rosie is a lovely, classy lady, and it was a pleasure to have her up here.
Well, I'm glad.
I hope she comes back.
Okay, I'm glad for the happy ending. And you have, what, another week of the legislative session? Then you can kick back and relax.
Yeah.
All right, thanks a lot. Senator Todd Weiler, I appreciate you coming on the air live. KSL News Time, 3:49. Time for a check on traffic. Ricky Meese, what's happening on the roads?
We have a good drive in progress on southbound I-15 from the North Temple area around the point of the mountain right through Utah County. The rest of your Salt Lake County freeway is also in good shape, including the 21st South Freeway going westbound, where an earlier crash at 3200 West had caused delays. We are starting to see traffic building southbound 5600 West between California Avenue in spots down to 3500 South. Steve?
A fresh crash on State Street in Murray at about 6800 South with possible injuries. Northbound 15, just a bit thick in Davis County between Layton and Sunset. But if you're on southbound I-15, expect backups between Ogden-Hinkley Airport and the I-84 Junction. Got a crash in the mix there in Riverdale. That's been moved to the right shoulder. From the Durden's family to yours, thank you for shopping local. Durden's Appliance and Mattress on 5th South in Bountiful. Brands you know at prices you'll love. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's check the 7-day forecast brought to you by BW Southtown. And here's Grant Lehman.
Cloudy skies in the 40s today. Into the evening hours, we've got snow coming. It'll start to stick tonight and then more snow tomorrow. Tomorrow's high 37. Sunny skies on Sunday and 38. 44 on Monday, and again, more sunshine. A few more clouds Tuesday, but it warms up to 48, and then 50 on Wednesday, partly cloudy, and more the same Thursday up to 52. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Yeah, it's going to get warm after this snow. Shop Utah's number one Volkswagen dealer at bwsouthtown.com. It's 43 degrees in Salt Lake City.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, only on KSL News Radio.
Music is a world within itself, with a language we all understand, with an equal opportunity.
When you have a medical emergency, you can be confident choosing the ER at Mountain West Medical Center. You'll find an accredited chest pain center for heart attack symptoms, a level 4 trauma center, and specialists in general surgery and orthopedics, plus our 30-minute pledge. Emergencies can't wait. Mountain West Medical Center is safe and ready to care for you. Call 911 for medical emergencies. Specialists are employed and independent members of the medical staff.
NMLS 1817019.
A 15-year purchase APR is as low as 1.99%. A 30-year purchase APR is as low as 2.6%. This is Rod with LendRight Mortgage. With a 15-year purchase APR in the ones, it's time to buy. Refi rates are also amazing. If your rate is 3.25% or higher, call LendRight Mortgage. Reducing your rate by only a quarter of a percent and continuing to make the same payment you make now can save you tens of thousands and cut years off your mortgage. Do it with a no-cost refi and get an APR in the twos. Call 801-APPROVE or visit LendRightMortgage.com. Rates are rising. Act now to lock in an APR in the twos. Call 801-APPROVE or visit LendRightMortgage.com.
I'm Andrew Saul, Commissioner of Social Security. Beware of threatening calls from telephone scammers pretending to be government employees. These calls are not from us. Hang up and report the call at oig.ssa.gov.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
COVID-19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
If you're feeling increasingly lonely right now, you're not alone. It's totally normal. Even though we may not be able to get together in person, connecting virtually with friends and family still gives you a chance to interact with people and may help raise your spirits. Join a virtual book club, set up group text chats, or online video coffee breaks with coworkers.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
Hello, hello. We're watching Utah's Money. Twitter isn't totally free anymore. The platform's now allowing users to charge followers for additional posts or extra content. KSL Drive's Amazon is putting cameras in its delivery vans, and drivers are not happy. Some say it puts pressure on them to behave perfectly while driving between deliveries. Birkenstock is under new ownership. The sandal company was bought by L. Catterton, which is backed by the richest person in Europe, Bernard Arnault. It was another brutal day on Wall Street. I'm looking at these numbers and shaking my head at the same time. The Dow is down 469. We closed the week at 30,923. The S&P lost 18. The NASDAQ gained 72 points. KSL News Time 355. Cougar Tracks is brought to you by Wasatch Medical Clinic. Here's Mitch Harper.
Final week of BYU basketball's regular season started with a 79-73 win over the San Francisco Dons on Thursday night. Senior guard Alex Barcelo had a career night, scoring 29 points and setting a BYU single-game record for most threes made without a miss, knocking down seven.
I didn't really know I was having a perfect shooting night, but the one where I think Caleb grabbed an amazing rebound, just a man-sized rebound, and then he found me, kicked it out, and I kind of just held my follow-through there. And just kind of looked at the hoop. That was kind of when I got the feeling that I kind of banged quite a bit. But I knew I had to get back on transition D with how great of shooters they were and just try to finish the game out.
The Cougars are now 18-5 overall with one regular season game remaining on Saturday night against St. Mary's in the Marriott Center. For more on BYU basketball, download the KSL Sports app today. With Cougar Tracks, I'm Mitch Harper on your legacy home of the BYU Cougars, KSL News Radio.
Struggling with ED, sick of pills? Visit WasatchMedicalClinic.com for an incredible free offer.
Hi guys, it's Andrew. If you're struggling with ED, there is now a breakthrough treatment that the drug companies don't want you to know about. Wasatch Medical Clinic uses the most advanced form of acoustic wave therapy, clinically shown to open up and regrow blood vessels. We can now reverse ED without any pills. Even Cambridge University recently tested our technology and concluded that it is highly effective. If you're struggling, call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now for an unprecedented offer. We'll give you the initial medical screening, exam, even the blood flow ultrasound totally free, plus a special gift that produces instant results. Also, for a very limited time, new patients even get free testosterone. If you want to regain your younger years in the bedroom, call Wasatch Medical Clinic in the next 2 minutes to qualify for this $600 offer free. 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. That's Wasatch Medical Clinic. Call now and put a stop to your ED. 801-901-8000.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.